This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This morning on WCHL, an effort by local law enforcement to honor a former officer has prompted an outpouring of support from police officers across the country.
She asked him what he wanted for Christmas and said he wanted the police department. And, of course, that kind of broke all of our hearts.
An investigation continues into a shooting last Tuesday in Hillsboro. And we have just about reached the end of 2014. And as one year ends and a new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. Tonight, the UNC men's basketball team wraps up its non-conference slate and the calendar year 2014 against William and Mary. Plus,
will ESPN please take Lou Holtz off the air?
That's this morning in Art Shansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning, 7:07 at 39 degrees outside. I'm Jeff Hamlin. Thanks for joining us here on the WCHL Morning News. In the news this morning, an effort by local law enforcement to honor a former officer has prompted an outpouring of support from police officers across the country. Officer Tom Mitchell was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2011 and medically retired from the Chapel Hill Police Department after 16 years of service. Friend and former colleague Officer Eric Dolan says the tumor has robbed Mitchell of his short-term memory, but not his love of the job.
Tom suffers from some confusion sometimes, still believes he's in law enforcement, even though he has to medically retire, and gets up and puts his uniform on to go to work, and his mother has to tell him that you have the day off.
This month, after several medical setbacks, Mitchell was placed into hospice care. His mother told friends and family Mitchell had one request.
She asked him what he wanted for Christmas, and he said he wanted the police department. And, of course, that kind of broke all of our hearts.
Dolan put out a statewide call to find a way to make Mitchell's wish come true.
I thought to myself, how do we grant Tom the wish of giving him, quote, the police department for Christmas? And basically asked everybody in the state of North Carolina, all 100 counties, that they would share with Tom something that is representative of the word family or something that represents their commitment to service in their communities.
He says the response has been overwhelming. The department has received everything from patches and badges to blankets, helmets, and handcuff keys. As the donations continue to pour in, word has spread nationwide, prompting law enforcement officials from across the country that have sent in mementos for Officer Mitchell. Dolan says the family is honored with the outpouring of love.
They are just really honored and speechless. There's just not words that can explain what that type of support means to a family that's really struggling with the things that the Mitchell family is struggling with.
Mitchell joined the Chapel Hill Police Department in 1995. Dolan was sworn in about 2 years later. He describes Mitchell as someone with a giant heart who's always among the first to make anyone feel welcome. The police department is still collecting items, and Dolan says that officers will likely make multiple deliveries to the family in the coming days. An investigation is ongoing into a shooting last Tuesday in Hillsboro. With details, WCHL's Blake Hodge.
A shooting was reported in Hillsboro on the afternoon of Tuesday, December 23rd. Lieutenant Davis Trimmer with the Hillsboro Police Department explains.
We had a shooting incident that occurred on Torrain Street in Hillsboro. And what we know so far is that several shots were fired and three people were injured as a result of the shooting.
Lieutenant Trimmer says that all of the victims received medical attention for their wounds at Duke University Medical Center.
Two were slightly injured. They were treated and released from the hospital. And I believe that the third one was treated at the hospital and released either the next day or the day after.
Lieutenant Trimmer adds that they are still looking into the details of the incident at this time.
We're still trying to run down exactly what it was that occurred in this incident. And the three that were injured, it's possible that there was more than them involved, but at this point, We think that those were the only ones involved.
The police department is still following several tips in the case as well, according to Lieutenant Tremmer.
We have some leads that we're exploring in this and some idea of who might have been involved, but the investigation is definitely ongoing.
And if you have any information that would be helpful to the Hillsborough Police Department in their investigation into the shooting from the afternoon of December 23rd that left three victims wounded, please contact law enforcement. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We have just about reached the end of 2014, and as one year ends and a new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our annual WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community, continuing today with number 9. The year 2014 saw the worst outbreak of Ebola that the world has ever seen. As the deadly virus spread through parts of West Africa and beyond, members of the UNC community rallied to help. WCHL's Elizabeth Brent has the story.
Dr. William Fisher is a pulmonary and critical care physician at UNC Hospitals. He traveled to Guinea in May with the World Health Organization to help battle Ebola. In the 3.5 weeks Dr. Fisher spent there, he encountered between 30 and 50 patients suffering from the virus. Only 7 survived.
One of the most difficult things about Ebola is that it doesn't just kill people, but it wipes out their families.
The disease flourished in Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone. A handful of cases also spread to Nigeria, Mali, Senegal, Spain, and the United States. Again, Dr. Fisher.
You know, increasingly we're becoming a much more interconnected world, and people are much more mobile. And that mobility is sustaining this epidemic.
Concerns that international travel could spread Ebola even farther prompted reaction from state and federal agencies as well as local authorities. In October, UNC administrators announced that students would be prohibited from visiting the three West African countries affected by the Ebola outbreak, while faculty and staff must get permission from university officials before travel to those countries. Meanwhile, Orange County Emergency Services officials took steps to protect the public in the unlikely event Ebola emerged here. Here's Emergency Services Director Jim Groves.
We're being as proactive as we can. We're not going to limit our response to take care of the public. Everything that we're doing right here is just to be prepared.
In addition to sending medical resources to West Africa, UNC researchers stepped up with information technology as well. In November, the WiderNet project launched an Ebola Emergency Response Library initiative, featuring resources to help stop the spread of the disease in a format that can easily be shared. While Ebola has dropped from the news headlines in recent weeks, the outbreak is still raging in Liberia and Sierra Leone. Health workers like Dr. Fisher continue to call on the world to do more.
I don't see this ending anytime soon, unfortunately, and I do think that we are going to have to dedicate, and we should dedicate, a tremendous amount of resources, both from a material perspective as well as from a human infrastructure perspective, in order to stop this outbreak before it gets even worse.
Since the outbreak began in March, the epidemic has infected 17,000 people and killed more than 6,300 to date. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We'll get to our number 9 newsmaker coming up in just a moment, but first, WCHL traffic, and that is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. And with our traffic report this morning, we go to Nikki Morris. Nikki?
Thanks, Jeff. So far, no problems to report. Just use a little extra care due to the drizzle out there. 54 eastbound is starting to pick up as you approach 40 from Fordham Boulevard, and 40 eastbound still looks good from 86 through the airport exits. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you, Nikki. And this report is brought to you by Grimble Jewelers. Whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or that custom piece you've been dreaming of, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full service in the Village Plaza next to Whole Foods. WCHL weather is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. For today, cloudy skies, rain or drizzle likely. Mainly this morning, it will be cooler. Temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. For tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and cold with lows in the lower 20s. And then for New Year's Day, it will be sunny for the first day of 2015. Highs will be in the upper 40s. And then for New Year's night, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the mid-20s. Friday, cloudy skies, highs in the upper 40s. This report brought to you by the Carolina Inn, Carolina's Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by executive chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. Right now it is 7:16 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. Continuing now, as promised, with our number 9 newsmaker of the year in our WCHL year in review. A beloved Hillsboro landmark has fallen into disrepair. And in 2014, its owner asked the town for permission to demolish it. Citizens rallied against that idea. And the Colonial Inn remains standing in shabby condition while stakeholders debate its future. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more on our number 9 newsmaker, the owner of the Colonial Inn, businessman Francis Henry.
Henry told members of the Historic District Commission at an August 6th town barn meeting that he wasn't necessarily planning to tear down the 176-year-old Colonial Inn. He said he just wanted the town of Hillsboro to make the option available to him.
This application is based on the belief that I have that a homeowner has certain rights.
But the 30 citizens who packed the town barn and the 100 who demonstrated outside on the lawn before the meeting had other ideas, represented by this remark by Hillsboro District Commission Chair Mark Bell, who recused himself from voting that night because he'd been involved in 4 unsuccessful offers to buy the inn from Henry.
I encourage the HCC to deny the application to demolish this historic structure. Grassy lot means nothing to Hillsboro. Preservation of the Colonial Inn means everything.
The 2-story Colonial Inn on West King Street was built in 1838 to accommodate travelers. It remained open for decades. Many living residents of Hillsboro, past and current, have fond memories of Sunday dinners there or of parties and wedding receptions. Henry bought the property at auction in 2001. Since then, he and the town of Hillsboro have waged a back-and-forth legal battle over the upkeep of the deteriorating building. Here's town of Hillsboro planner Stephanie Trueblood.
It's a very important building in Hillsboro. It's got a very long and significant history in this town, and the Historic District Commission has the authority under state statutes to deny a demolition request for that building.
Francis E. Henry is notoriously reluctant to speak to the media. The UNC graduate, who lettered in Tar Heels soccer from 1964 to 1966, has donated generously to UNC athletics over the years, and the school's lacrosse and field hockey stadium bears his name. As writer Bob Burtman reported in an August issue of the Independent Weekly, Henry has been sued several times. Plaintiffs include an ex-landlord, former partners in the now-defunct Rathskeller off Franklin Street, and a fraternity that sold him the historic Martin Day House in Chapel Hill. All of the litigants claim that Henry owed them money. Henry's August 6th request for demolition rights to the Colonial Inn was denied by the HDC. He has rejected all offers to buy the inn so far, dismissing them as unserious. As 2014 ends, the fate of the Colonial Inn remains uncertain, and Francis Henry remains enigmatic. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And again, we remind you to stay tuned here to WCHL throughout the next 2 weeks as we continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year, and be on the watch for our annual year-in-review special that will air throughout the next couple of weeks. Law enforcement across North Carolina is asking the public for tips after 35 armed home invasions targeting Asian restaurant owners in 13 counties in the last year. The State Department of Public Safety says multiple agencies have partnered with the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives and the State Bureau of Investigation to ask for help in solving the series of crimes. The department says that in each instance, the assailants surprise the owners and their families when they arrive home from the restaurant. Armed and masked men attack and assault the victims until they cooperate. In each case, cash has been stolen. There have been 5 invasions in Wayne County as well as in the Nash Edgecombe County area. The most recent robbery occurred on December 23rd in Wake Forest. Right now it is 7:20. And WCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by the Vapor Girl. The UNC men's basketball team will be back in action tonight. The Tar Heels are now ranked number 19 in the country. They are 9-3 overall. Not only will this wrap up their non-conference slate, but it will also be their final game of the calendar year 2014. The Tar Heels going up against 6-4 William & Mary. We'll have coverage right here on WCHL beginning at 5:30 this afternoon with countdown to tip-off. It will be a 7 o'clock tip tonight between the Tribe and the Tar Heels. The 9th-ranked UNC women's basketball team will have a rare weekday afternoon game today at Carmichael Arena. They will face 7-5 Albany. The Great Danes versus the Tar Heels today at Carmichael Arena. Tip-off inside Carmichael will be at 2 o'clock. Last night in ACC basketball, it was number 2 Duke winning. The Blue Devils are now 11-0. They defeated Toledo by a score of 86-69. Also in the ACC last night, Boston College with a victory. The Eagles are now 7-4. They defeated UMass Lowell by a score of 70-47. Top 25 college basketball, number 7 Gonzaga is now 13-1. They defeated San Diego by a score of 60-48. This is not a lie. San Diego plays in the Jenny Craig Center. That's their home gym, and in San Diego, they call that the Slim Gym. True story. Number 11, Texas, also won last night. They defeated Rice in the Frank Irwin Center. That's a boring name. 66-55. College football yesterday, there were 3 bowl games, and none of them went well for the Big 12 Conference. Clemson, ranked number 17 in the country, they beat Oklahoma 40-6. The Tigers complete their fourth straight 10-win season. In that span, Clemson has won bowl games against Oklahoma, LSU, and Ohio State. Arkansas decisively wins the Texas Bowl last night in Houston. They defeated Texas by a score of 31-7. So Brett Bielema's Razorbacks finish out the year 7-6. And in the Liberty Bowl, it goes to Texas A&M. The Aggies knocked off West Virginia by a score of 45-37. Coming up today, there will be 2 ACC teams in bowl action, kind of, sort of. Notre Dame will take the field against LSU in the Music City Bowl in Nashville. That'll take place today at 3 o'clock. And in Charlotte, it's the annual Belk Bowl between number 20 Louisville and number 13 Georgia. Both teams are 9-3. And late tonight in Santa Clara, California at Levi Stadium, it's the Foster Farms Bowl between Maryland and Stanford. Last night in the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes wind up losing as they fall to the Montreal Canadiens by a score of 3-1. Monday was Black Monday across the NFL. There were 3 pink slips given to NFL head coaches. The Chicago Bears fired head coach Mark Trestman and general manager Phil Emery yesterday after a 5-11 season. Meanwhile, in Atlanta, Mike Smith fired as the head coach of the Atlanta Falcons after 7 seasons on the job. Smith compiled a 66-46 record over 7 years, but he went 10-22 over the last 2 seasons. And in New York, Rex Ryan fired as the head coach of the New York Jets along with general manager John Idzik. Ryan helped the Jets to back-to-back AFC championship game appearances in his first 2 years on the job, but he went 4-12 this season. In the NBA from yesterday, it was the Charlotte Hornets falling to the Milwaukee Bucks in overtime by a score of 104-94. Elsewhere in the NBA, it was Chicago winning over Indiana. Brooklyn defeated Sacramento. Orlando topped Miami. Washington defeated Houston. And the LA Clippers defeated Utah. This report brought to you by The Vapor Girl.
Hey, Vapor Girl, tell us about your e-liquid flavors.
In 30 seconds, impossible. We manufacture in Chapel Hill more than 250 original flavors.
Well, what's in your e-liquid?
Well, we use only nicotine from North Carolina tobacco.
What's your favorite?
My favorite e-liquid is Angel Lust, and it tastes just like strawberry shortcake.
Wow, Vapor Girl, I've got to go to your store and try all those flavors. Just go to thevaporgirl.com and click on retail stores for Google Maps and phone numbers.
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt-A-Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Meadowmont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, we're offering buy 2, get 1 free Wolfgang Bakery treat bags. And if it's your dog's first visit, you'll receive $5 off a Wolfgang grooming session. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt-A-Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps 2.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Will ESPN please take Lou Holtz off the air? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Lou Holtz was a great football coach while he lasted at William & Mary, NC State, Arkansas, Notre Dame, and South Carolina. At each place, he wore out his welcome, and the administrators at those schools were not sorry to see him go, despite the winning records the surly SOB left behind at every stop. ESPN needs to do the same thing for several reasons. His gravelly voice is like sandpaper against a chalkboard, and listen closely to what he says. It's not much an analysis of the modern-day game of football. He talks in generalities and cliches and stays away from the facts because he doesn't know that much about the current teams, coaches, and players. Holtz isn't even as humorous as Lee Corso, the ESPN game day buffoon, who is clearly in la-la land most of the time. But Corso still has the trademark line of not so fast, and perhaps the funniest bit on sports TV when he picks the favorite by pulling out that team's mascot's head, or sometimes the mascot itself. But at least Corso, who was 79, looks a lot better than the 77-year-old Holtz on TV. High definition has turned Holtz into a sun-dried orange caked with makeup. It's the worst possible look, hair dyed to look like Goldfinger, deep facial crevices where wrinkles are grossly exaggerated by HDTV, those Coke bottle glasses, and that irritating lisp. Holtz is by far the worst-looking, worst-sounding announcer on TV. He must have an ironclad contract or dirty pictures of the ESPN brass, or he would have been paid off by now to go home. It is truly ironic that an industry that parades out young female sideline reporters, one more beautiful than the next, is a grumpy, grouchy, garishly-looking old man who is no longer relevant to the game or his job and still sits in the analyst's chair. Hell, back as a 30-year-old coach with big ears and goofy glasses, he looked like the biggest misfit until his team ran a double reverse on your team and won the game going away. But that was a long, long time ago, when some broadcasts were still in grainy black and white, and the camera was miles away. Now HD video and audio make Holtz look and sound like a caricature of himself. Hey, coach, time to go. This is Archansky. See ya.
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. And now, Chapel Hill Primary Care is accepting Medicare. And if you are a new recipient of Medicare, call us today or visit chapelhillprimarycare.com to schedule your Welcome to Medicare preventative visit. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Immediate appointments available.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Visit our local deals hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is the Orange County Speedway. Get half off two general admission tickets to the races at the Orange County Speedway in Rougemont. This is a perfect stocking stuffer for racing fans of all ages. Buy this hot deal, load up your family and friends, and race over to the track. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com. Shop online, shop local, and save big for the holidays.
Congratulations to Jesse Basnight once again. He was the winner of our trivia contest today, Freddie Kiger's trivia contest, as he knew that the song that we were playing, the thing was the Beatles, I Feel Fine, and it was on Capitol Records, not Apple Records. So, Jesse, you win the $10 gift card to Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. Time now for WCHL weather, and that is brought to you by Four Corners. For today, cloudy, rain, and drizzle likely, mainly this morning. It will be cooler today, as the temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, lows in the upper 20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly clear and cold once again for New Year's Eve, lows in the low 20s. Right now, it's 39. This report brought to you by Four Corners, home of the $6 lunch special Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. Join the lunch club and your sixth lunch is free.
97.9 97.9 FM. WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news talk and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24-7 at chapelborough.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn. Families of those aboard AirAsia 8501 hoped for the best until Indonesian searchers today found the first bodies in the Java Sea.
Some went into hysterics. For others, the news was simply too much to bear. Many broke down in tears, inconsolable now that their last hopes had been dashed.
CBS's Alan Pizzi in Surabaya, Indonesia.
The sign that whatever happened was so sudden, nothing could have saved those on board. None of the bodies that have been found were wearing life jackets.
At least 40 bodies recovered. Debris from the plane also has been located off the coast of Borneo.
Earlier in the day, a few people representing the families of victims were flown over the area so they could pray as close to the spot as possible.
The USS Sampson will help listen for pings from the plane's black boxes.
The Navy has eavesdropping technology that is second to none. They can pick up just about any signal that is coming, especially the shallow waters.
Retired pilot Ross Amer. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 7:32 and 39 degrees outside. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz here on the WCHL Tuesday Morning News. An effort by local law enforcement to honor a former officer has prompted an outpouring of support from police officers across the country. Officer Tom Mitchell was diagnosed with a brain tumor in 2011 and medically retired from the Chapel Hill Police Department after 16 years of service. Friend and former colleague Officer Eric Dolan says the tumor has robbed Mitchell of his short-term memory, but not his love of the job.
Tom suffers from some confusion sometimes, still believes he's in law enforcement even though he has to medically retire. He gets up and puts his uniform on to go to work, and his mother has to tell him that you have the day off.
This month, after several medical setbacks, Mitchell was placed into hospice care. His mother told friends and family Mitchell had one request.
She asked him what he wanted for Christmas, and he said he wanted the police department. And, of course, that kind of broke all of our hearts.
Dolan put out a statewide call to find a way to make Mitchell's wish come true.
I thought to myself, how do we grant Tom the wish of giving him, quote, the police department for Christmas? And basically asked everybody in the state of North Carolina, all 100 counties, that they would share with Tom something that is representative of the word family or something that represents their commitment to service in their communities.
He says the response has been overwhelming. The department has received everything from patches and badges to blankets, helmets, and handcuff keys. As the donations continue to pour in, word has spread nationwide, and that has prompted local law enforcement officials from across the country to send in mementos for Officer Mitchell. Dolan says the family is honored with the outpouring of love.
They are just really honored and speechless. There's just not words that can what that type of support means to a family that's really struggling with the things that the Mitchell family is struggling with.
Mitchell joined the Chapel Hill Police Department in 1995. Dolan was sworn in about 2 years later. He describes Mitchell as someone with a giant heart who's always among the first to make anyone feel welcome. The police department is still collecting items, and Dolan says that officers will likely make multiple deliveries to the family in the coming days. The 19th-ranked UNC men's basketball team is 9-3 overall, and they wrap up its non-conference slate tonight against 6-4 William & Mary. The Tar Heels' final tune-up before ACC play is slated for a 7 o'clock tip inside the Smith Center with a preview, WCHL's Matt Oaks.
With ACC action on the horizon, UNC head coach Roy Williams is emphasizing the importance of getting some good work in during this final week of 2014.
This coming week will be a really good week for us because it's the first time in quite a while, really, that we've had that we'll be able to get some practice time. We had no practice time hardly at all before Kentucky, and then a week off this time, so next week it'll be extremely important for us.
But practice alone can't always simulate the stresses and strains encountered in a competitive game. Luckily for the Tar Heels, they get a chance to face off with the Tribe of William and Mary, whose proclivity for the three-point shot should get UNC's full attention. In fact, over the past five contests, William and Mary has been shooting at a 44.6% clip from three-point range. Tribe head coach and former Tar Heel Tony Shaver will be hoping the hot shooting continues against his alma mater. As for the Tar Heels, junior forward Bryce Johnson says the team must play with more of a sense of urgency Tuesday night.
Let's play with a little more sense of urgency on the defensive end. I mean, didn't fly around as much as we should have, but it's in some spurts of the game we did do those type of things, and I mean, we really did well during those times of the game that we did do that.
Coach Williams says the confidence needs to continue to build for young shooters like freshman Justin Jackson, who's been hesitant to pull the trigger on open looks far too much for his coach's liking.
I got mad at him because Marcus wanted to shoot the ball. Everybody wanted him to shoot it, and he didn't shoot it, so I screamed at him, told him to shoot the ball or come over and sit down. So the next two times he got it, he shot it, and I think that was really good for him, but it was also really good for our team. We need somebody to step up, and I said all year I think he's really going to be a good shooter, and I think those were big for his confidence.
Now 12 games into the season, Coach Williams says he's making no excuses for the trio of talented Tar Heel freshmen, Jackson, Joel Berry, and Theo Pinson.
12 games now, so should be more comfortable, and yet I agree with you that they are freshmen, and you've got to understand that, but I'm trying to push them through that because kids, sometimes they'll keep using that as an excuse, and I don't want that.
On the other side of the experience spectrum, William and Mary senior sharpshooter Marcus Thornton is averaging 19.3 points per game on a laser-like 48.8% shooting. Expect Thornton to throw the deep ball up early and often Tuesday night, but the Tar Heels are hoping to counter with a perimeter assault of their own. Junior point guard Marcus Page says knocking down shots from behind the arc completely changes the dynamics of the UNC offense.
Yeah, it's really important. And then, you know, some games it might not be Justin. It might have to be Nate or Joel or Theo, you know. But just having somebody that can knock down shots, just it really dictates how we could play offensively, because it's hard to pound the ball inside when teams pack it in. You know, so when we have a couple outside shots go in, we can attack lanes, we can throw the ball into Kennedy and Bryce and give them room to, you know, make their plays.
Carolina leads the all-time series with William and Mary 19-3 and decisively won the most recent meeting 85-60 in 2010. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The year 2015 will bring another round of budget talks in the General Assembly. What does that mean for our local schools? Head to North Carolina Central University on Tuesday, February the 3rd, for a discussion called The Economics of Education, What We Owe Our Children and Our Nation. It's presented by the Orange-Durham-Chatham League of Women Voters in conjunction with the North Carolina Central School of Education. Featured speakers will include Chapel Hill Carrboro City School Superintendent Tom Forsella and Orange County Interim Superintendent Dell Burns, along with the superintendents in Chatham and Durham County Schools. The discussion is free and open to the public. It will be at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night, February the 3rd, in the School of Education Auditorium in the H.M. Michaud Building at North Carolina Central. Voice goes out sometimes trying to get that last word out there. Anyhow, it's 7:39 here on 97.9 FM WCHL. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz, and Nikki Morse joins us now to talk about everything that's going on chapelboro.com, and that's a wonderful story that Elizabeth Friend just brought us a moment ago. Elizabeth put that together, talking about the organization for Officer Tom Mitchell that has spanned now across the country. In case you missed it, Officer Mitchell diagnosed with a brain tumor. He is now medically retired after 16 years with the Chapel Hill Police Department, and his friend and former colleague, Officer Eric Dolan, is now putting together various mementos for him and gifts. Started out locally, and now people sending in stuff from all over the place. So that's a wonderful story. You can find that on chapelboro.com. Well, it's up there right now, Nikki.
Well, an arts angle, Art Chansky talks about the honeymoon being over for Coach Fedora and the Carolina football team. Yeah. And a lot of us can agree with that one. 2014, also very interesting year to say the least. And as we wrap it up, we take a look back at our year in review. So make sure you check that out. A lot of interesting stories to look at. And Susan Murray picks up where she left off after the Best of Chapelboro Part 1. She brings us wait for it, Chapelboro Part 2.
Who the fuck?
The best of, I know. One, two, it's great. I love it when they come in order. Fitting title. So check out those pictures when you get a chance. Chapelboro.com.
It's not like the Star Wars series where they start off with the fourth part,
right.
A New Hope, and then three movies later you get the first part and prequels and all that.
I stopped counting or working out those in my head because it just wasn't worth it to me.
Well, yeah. You know? I stopped after Return of the Jedi because right. I couldn't get into Jar Jar Binks, whatever that was.
Whatever that was.
Yeah, or whoever, whatever that is or whatever. Do you have a daughter. Is she into Star Wars at all?
No, she's not much of a sci-fi person. She likes more of the rom-coms and, you know, stuff like that.
Okay,
she's,
well.
Yeah, typical girl for her age, I'd say.
All I know is everybody was all the rage about that new Star Wars trailer that Disney came out with just before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
I'm going to have to sit down and watch it because it got something like a bajillion views.
Wow.
I think that was the exact term, a bajillion.
Bajillion.
On the first day, but then, yeah.
How many zeros are in that?
I think 14. 14?
Yes, 14 in a bajillion?
In a bajillion,
okay,
yes.
Good to know.
I'll have to look that up on Wikipedia.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for telling us that. That's on chapelboro.com. Not the Star Wars trailer, but Art's Angle. And, of course, what Art is talking about there is not just the game itself that mm-hmm. happened on Friday night in the Quick Loan Bowl. Carolina lost to Rutgers, but probably what grabbed more headlines was the quotes from the players afterwards. And Art goes into length about that. And we'll have a very interesting column online. You can check that out. All right, 7:42, we'll have a commentary from Ellie Kinnear coming up in just a moment.
Like most people in Chapel Hill, I love 411 West. And sure, I love that the bottles of wine are half price every Monday and that every meal starts with warm, freshly baked rolls. But for me, the thing that gets me every time is the Stella salad. It's simply delicious at lunch or dinner. A fresh bed of lettuce, toasted walnuts, grilled red onions, and gorgonzola cheese. Perfection.
It's the favorites that keep people coming back to 411 West Italian Cafe. Simple, fresh, and reliable. Visit 411west.com for menus and reservations.
Visit our Hot Holiday Deals page and save at least half off now through December the 31st. One of many merchants you'll find will provide half-off digitizing service of 35mm slides. Let Trey Mainwaring bring new life to old memories so you can enjoy and share them forever. Trey will professionally scan your 35mm slides and save them to digital format. Find the Hot Holiday Deals page at ourlocaldeal.com today.
A 2013 independent survey conducted by Home Care Pulse ranked Home Watch caregivers of the Triangle significantly higher than the industry standard in compassion, knowledge, reliability, flexibility, and overall quality of service. For 10 years, Home Watch caregivers has helped over 2,000 families in our community, providing hourly and 24-hour personal care to people of all ages with all types of needs. Visit us online at homewatchcaregivers.com or give us a call, 919-960-6038. Home Watch caregivers, let our family care for
yours. And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Ellie Kinnaird. After my Grinch commentary over the trivial war on Christmas about whether store clerks should greet shoppers with Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, I got mixed reviews. Most people chuckled, but one who apparently subscribes to the serious business of ranging on exhausted store clerks who don't say the right phrase or condemning those awful store owners who force their clerks to say Happy Holidays did a commentary about it. So today I want to laud those who do the real work of Christmas, who put the real meaning of both Christmas and Hanukkah into action. A miracle worker in Raleigh, Mary Brown, for 5 years has put together a free Christmas meal for the homeless and hungry at the downtown City Market. Stores and restaurants donate food and volunteers drive up with hams, chicken, cakes, and coffee, even a whole pig this year. A former NC State and professional basketball player brought hats and blankets. Others volunteered, so many that they couldn't all help serve the needy in line. The Durham Rescue Mission did the same for the 40th year. A Methodist church in North Raleigh decided to forego gifts and cards for themselves to give thousands of dollars to a school in Haiti. Our interfaith council served the homeless here in Hill. These acts of kindness were replicated all over our state and our nation. So no matter what you say, just help out in any way you can to make it a truly happy holiday for those who might not have one without you. This is Ellie Kinnaird.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.
The Commentators. Local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
We're celebrating the season of giving with the Subaru Share the Love event. I'm Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Subaru in Chapel Hill. Because Subaru understands how much Subaru owners care about the community, Subaru will donate $250 to your choice of five charities during the annual Subaru Share the Love event. Because Performance Subaru understands Subaru owners, we are offering 10% discount on service when you bring in five non-perishable food items to your appointment. Two great ways to give back this holiday season, both at Performance Subaru and Chapel Hill. Want a little extra to be thankful for this holiday season? Try adding to your Subaru family with a little wow factor, like a 2014 Subaru Impreza Wagon 2.5i Premium for an amazing $199 per month. Wow! Subaru even has financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months on select 2014 models. Wow!
Stock number D48-94-ELD02. 42-month lease with 10,000 miles per year. $39.99 due at signing includes tax, tag, and $649 dock fee. Based on MSRP of $22,734 and selling price of $21,400. $0 security deposit. Financing with approved credit. Take delivery before 12/31/2014.
The Subaru Share the Love event. PerformanceSubaru.com.
It's time now for traffic, and this report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. And with the report this morning, we go to Nikki Morris. Nikki?
Thanks, Jeff. Traffic's still moving very well this morning. No reports of any accidents to get in your way. Northbound Fordham Boulevard in good condition traffic-wise from Greensboro Street to 54. 54 eastbound also an easy ride from Fordham to 40. And if you're going to head out to 40 eastbound towards RTP, it's free of any problems as well from Chapel Hill from 86 all the way through Davis Drive. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
Thank you, Nikki. And this report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point, the home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off of I-40 at the 751 exit. WCHL weather is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. For today, cloudy, rain and drizzle likely, mainly this morning. It will be cooler. Temperature will stay steady in the upper 30s. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, with lows in the upper 20s for New Year's Eve. Tomorrow during the day will be very nice, actually. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. And for New Year's Eve night, bundle up. Mostly clear and cold, lows in the lower 20s. Right now, it's 39 outside. And this report brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day. Guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go. Right now, 7:48 on the penultimate day of 2014. And we say hello to Wayne Pond, who I think should be proud that I used the word penultimate in the right context.
Felicitaciones.
No, okay.
Okay, you got me there, because I don't.
Congratulations.
Okay.
Yeah, penultimate. Hey, listen, let's just leave it at that and hang up, shall we?
Okay.
I didn't take your word, did I?
No, not quite, but I salute you nonetheless.
Okay, well, thank you.
Outstanding. Welcome to the, I don't know, the world of
goofballs
who are interested in where words come from, right?
Absolutely. That was fascinating yesterday, learning about the word that came from Birmingham, England. Brummage. Was that what it was, Brummage?
Yeah, Brummagem. Brummagem, was that
that's
it?
Right.
Yeah. Somebody from Birmingham, and also something which is cheap and showy and false.
That's right.
All right, well, here we go again. Listen, guys, you've heard of people who are neatniks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you've heard of computer nicks, and everybody knows about beatniks back in the, you know, back in the day, the late 40s, mm-hmm. 50s, and 60s. Well, turns out that Nick, N-I-K, hey, we're almost, going down the path here with Nikki's name.
Is I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is it a Nikki name or a nickname?
My name is actually a nickname. It's short for Nicole.
Okay. Yeah. Well, the suffix Nick, N-I-K, doesn't really have anything to do with proper names. Comes into English, long story short, through Yiddish, Polish, Ukrainian, way, way back in the mists of etymological time.
Okay.
And as I say, we're familiar with computer nick and neat nick and words like that.
Mm-hmm.
The word of the day, though, is nude nick. Nude nick.
Huh.
Now, lest you leap to improper conclusions.
I'll back up, no problem, backing up right now.
That's right, you know, put on your shades and avert your eyes. It has nothing to do with whether you're clothed or unclothed. Nude Nick is a idiomatic expression for somebody who is a bore or a nuisance.
Huh.
Now, is this news to you the way it was news to me?
Yeah. Yes, it was, actually.
Yeah, Nudnik, I always thought of as somebody who was maybe slightly, you know, off-key, so to
okay.
speak.
March to their own drum.
Say it again?
March to their own drum.
Yeah, you know, Dick Vitale.
Lou Holtz is our...
I missed the commentary, but I knew that it was coming up, so...
Yeah. It's coming up again at 8:25. Art?
Okay, good. I'll listen to it again there. But,
Art,
you know, Art's got it right on the money. Yeah, Lou Holtz and Vital and,
yeah.
I don't know, there's a whole cohort of these aging announcers.
Yeah, right? Exactly. So how do you spell this?
Well, you had to go and get technical.
Okay, well, I was just wondering because I'm just trying to.
All right, N as in no, N-U-D-N-I-K, Nudnik. N-U-D-N-I-K. Again, a person who is a bore or a nuisance.
Okay.
So, what do you think of that, baby?
I still have to find. I'm going to have to pull it up. I didn't have it available, but Dick Vitale just talking gibberish after Reese Davis asked him a question. Sounds like Keith Richards in the 1970s after one of those documentaries of the Rolling Stones and... He has no idea where he is, and he just goes, right there on camera. You have no idea what he's saying. So, exactly.
All right. Well, stop talking mean that way about the WCHL news crew.
Yeah, I know. Probably a bad idea.
So
awful. All right, guys.
All right, Wayne.
I'll leave it at that. Nudnik to you, Nudnik to me, Nudnik to the whole world.
All right. Well, thank you.
Enjoy it.
Pond.
Talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. That is Wayne Pond, Talk to Pond, with our word of the day, Nudnik. It is a bore or a nuisance. And if you can call us up and define the word of the day next hour, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace. As always, the word of the day presented by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I have no idea.
And it's 7:53 now, and Nikki has our clean joke of the day.
Thanks, Jeff. When Mr. Brown had to go to London, he persuaded his brother to take care of his Siamese cat while he was away. After a few days in London, Mr. Brown called his brother to check on his cat's health, and the brother announced, "Your cat died." Oh. Mr. Brown was inconsolable. He said it was needlessly cruel to tell him so bluntly that his poor cat had passed away. His brother could have broken the bad news a little more subtly or gradually, and Mr. Brown said, "First, you could have said the cat was playing on the roof. Then you could have said he fell off and broke his leg, and then you could have said, yeah, he passed away during the night." Mr. Brown then said, "So how's Mom?" Brother now, "She's playing on the roof." Oh.
Well, he's going to come home to quiet the chores, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well. What are you going to do? Well, tomorrow we have our final clean joke of the year.
Of the year?
Yeah, for 2014.
Oh, wow. That's pressure.
So, well, I'm just saying it. I just, you know.
Good to know. Yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Okay.
I got to come up with a really good one.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully you will.
Yeah, hopefully.
So we have that coming up tomorrow. We'll have the Village Pride Award winner coming up in just a second. Stay with us.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager, Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Susan and Paul Sharesian have launched a fundraiser for the old Varsity Theater in downtown Chapel Hill.
The Varsity Theater with the Chapel Hill Downtown Partnership has launched a Kickstarter campaign, and the project is basically trying to raise funds so we can convert at least one of our theaters from 35mm to digital projection.
Hollywood has stopped producing film, so we need to convert to digital in order to stay viable in the market. And without being able to display digital projection, there's a possibility that we could go out of business or go dark.
Susan and Paul Sharesian are today's WCHL hometown hero because of their extensive involvement in the community.
Since we've taken it over, between showing the movies and seeing the different folks, all walks of life, between the student life and the folks that live here, part of our plan when we opened the theater was, in addition to running movies, we would run a community events. And as you mentioned, the community I'm trusting runs the annual Christmas show at The Wonderful Life, and we do so many different shows, and we just get so many people into place that don't actually go downtown all the time, so it's just interesting to see those folks come down. And it's, you know, both of us are involved in the community in different ways. I coach sporting teams within, you know, the Carborough Rec. Susan, she's the president of the Booster Club at Chapel Hill High, so we're involved anyway, so it's just a different way that we reach out.
The Varsity Theater is the Chapel Hill downtown treasure.
When we took over the Varsity 5 years ago, it was really important for us to make a place where families could go for an affordable night out, or students could go on a student budget. And we've maintained that for the last 5 years. And one of the reasons that we decided to do the Kickstarter campaign was to be able to afford to keep our prices low. We need help from the community to raise the funds to digitize. If we invested, then that would make prices go probably too high and make it unaffordable.
Make it more like a regular theater.
Yeah, make it more like a regular theater.
I know that you've supported so many organizations: Chapel Hill, Carborough City Schools, Porch, UNC Relay for Life, Sweet Melissa Fund, Color of the Hills, Kajaja, and a whole lot more. And now it's time for everybody to give back to you. So how do folks get involved with this Kickstarter campaign, Paul?
Through the Downtown Partnership, there was a website created called Varsity Goes Digital, which basically points directly to the Kickstarter campaign. Mm-hmm. And once you go on that site, on Kickstarter, there's the full story of what we're doing. We produced a video, and basically you can just see how to get involved. We have a bunch of different awards for levels of contribution, and we made them fun, made them different. The goal is to raise $50,000 to convert at least one theater. If we exceed that goal, then we would convert the second theater. We just got to keep the ball rolling and get this done.
Paul and Susan Sharesian, you are today's WCHL hometown heroes.
Thank you very much, Ron.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Chapel Hill, the southern part of heaven. Our town has so many wonderful reasons to love living here, and one of my favorites is right down the little hill on Rosemary Street, Bredman's Restaurant. Bredman's is a Chapel Hill tradition that always has something for everyone. Where else can you get breakfast, lunch, or dinner any time of day? From Belgian waffles to the best burgers in town, or catering for your next event, Bredman's Restaurant is sure to please. Bredman's Restaurant, since 1974, a Chapel Hill tradition.
I'm Edward Holmes, president of Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. People often ask me about the price of gasoline and what they can do to save at the pump. Right now, you can save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for an ExxonMobil Rewards Smart Card at Cruisers. When you use the card, we save on credit card fees and pass the savings along to you. Think of the savings each time you fill up and beyond. Stop by any of our 24 convenient area locations and we'll sign you up.
Save 6 cents per gallon when you sign up for the ExxonMobil Smart Card. Cruisers, good to go.
Visit our Hot Holiday Deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Green Cube Self Storage. Pay only $50 for $200 of storage rentals. That's 75% off. Green Cube Self Storage is the perfect one-stop shop for all of your storage needs. With Green Cube, you have 24-hour access to environmentally friendly, clean, and safe aerated cubes. Find the Hot Holiday Deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
WCHL weather is brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. For today, cloudy skies, rain or drizzle likely, mainly this morning. It will be cooler with temperatures staying steady in the upper 30s. Right now it's 39. This report brought to you by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. Order your honey barbecue ham, smoked or Cajun fried turkey online today at dickeys.com before they're all gone.
This hour of the Morning News with Ron Stutz is brought to you by Bredman's Restaurant, open at 7 a.m. daily and serving breakfast all day. Bredman's on Rosemary Street, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1974.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL, Chapel Hill.